It's Border Crossings with Larry London from VOA 1.
Hey there, welcome to Friday. Border Crossings is on the air once again, live from downtown D.C. and in our studios. Brooke Annabelle is here, and we're going to be talking about her brand new album called The Simple Fear. So stick around. Brooke Annabelle, our guest today on Border Crossings. My name is Larry London, and I welcome you to Border Crossings. Brooke Annabelle is on tour right now promoting a brand new album. She tells me it's album number 4. We're going to talk to Brooke and find out more about her new album and her current tour. So we welcome Brooke Annabelle to DC and to the Voice of America.
Yeah, thank you for having me today.
It's wonderful to see you in person. I've been listening to your CD, and I love the sound.
Great, thank you.
And I know that people apply the term folk to your music.
Right.
And how does that make you feel? I mean, based on what I read, you're kind of like, folk? Me? Folk?
Yeah. I think it is definitely, I'm very inspired by folk music. So, but I think I tend to err on the pop side of folk. So it's a little more pop folk, a little more singer-songwriter. I welcome the term folk to my music.
And you started off writing songs when you were growing up in Pittsburgh, I guess.
Yes.
And so the process then turned into playing guitar and...
Yeah, I started writing lyrics when I was just like in elementary school. I don't know what caused me to start doing that. Silly lyrics that really, you know, what can you be inspired by when you're 9 years old? I'm not sure. But when it got a little more serious, when I started to have all those, you know, teenage emotions, I thought, well, I want to pick up a guitar and start to learn songs. So guitar was my natural inclination because it was in my family. My grandfather played guitar. My uncle plays guitar. So it was sort of the way to go towards songwriting for me. So I started taking lessons around 15 and And I've been doing it ever since. So,
have you gone back and looked at some of the songs that you wrote when you were 9 years old?
Yeah. I can still remember maybe one of the songs that I had written in fourth grade, and I only sang for my mom. But I can still remember the melody and lyrics, and it was just all a cappella, of course. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I started writing really young. So,
I'm curious to know, what would you be writing about? You wasn't love, so it must have been some crush or infatuation with somebody in class or somebody.
Right, it was all crush based stories that I made up in my in my mind.
And now with the new CD, which it's your fourth, but actually your second studio album.
Right. Yeah.
And how is this different from your other music that you've written and recorded so far?
Well, I feel like when I was younger, I was just kind of figuring out my sound, but I did it in a very more public way because I just wanted to start getting music out as it happened. But after college, I started working in a studio in Nashville called The Smokestack, and I started working with my friend who I went to college with, and he produced this new album. And it's been a really great collaboration between the two of us. I think we really work well together as far as communicating just the vision for the production of the music, and I've been really involved in the last two projects as far as how I see that going, and so both projects have turned out really really great.
I'm interested to know, you made the move to Nashville, which is something that every musician dreams of doing, either New York, Los Angeles, or Nashville.
Yeah.
Music City. It wasn't your vibe? It wasn't your thing? You returned back to Pittsburgh?
I mean, I love Nashville. I lived there. I went to college there, and then I moved back to Pittsburgh, and then I moved back to Nashville for about 2 years, and then I've recently moved back to Pittsburgh. And, you know, my whole family is in Pittsburgh, and so that's definitely the main draw back. But also, you know, Nashville is where I got my start. It's where I met a lot of the people that I still work with, and where I've recorded, you know, three releases. And it's definitely become a home for recording, but I didn't feel it necessary to be there 24/7. So there's definitely no like hard feelings about Nashville. I just, you know, I've really enjoyed being home in Pittsburgh with my family. I have a brand new nephew. And it's been great to have that sort of work-life balance that I didn't really have in Nashville.
Go Steelers.
Yeah.
And I also noticed that, what I read was that you had kind of a dry period where songs weren't coming to you so easily, but you've gotten inspiration from some of the moving that you've done.
Yeah, it seems like anytime I go through a lot of changes in my life, that's when I start to really write a lot. And there was a period of maybe, you know, 6-8 months where I felt like I just wasn't writing anything that I liked that was inspiring me. You have to like it, first of all, because you're going to be playing it for years if you do. It took a while, but I finally sort of broke that spell with the song Remind Me, which is on the new album. And then after that came sort of all the rest of the songs. It was sort of a confidence issue at that point where I was like, am I ever going to write something that I like again? But that song really broke that spell for me.
A lot of people who, you know, I mean, we're not songwriters. We can't relate to the writer's block or a brain freeze kind of situation where things just aren't coming to you.
Yeah.
How do you get yourself out of that?
I think it's just sort of, you know, the same as any rut you might get into with any field of work where you just have to get up and keep trying and hopefully something will come along. I mean, obviously creative work requires some sort of inspiration, but sometimes it doesn't just come flooding in. You have to seek it out, you know? So I guess I just, you know, kept trying, kept listening to new music that would hopefully spark something. You just got to keep going for it, I guess.
Have you ever gotten inspiration for a song that kind of surprised you, that you said, well, I didn't expect to be inspired by that, but an idea came from it?
Yeah, I guess. For the most part, it's pretty direct as far as lyrics go, but it is interesting to see, you know, what kind of, whether it's a live show or a new album, what I'll be influenced by musically, because it's all across the board. If anyone says, you know, what are you influenced by? It's really hard for me to answer that question just because it's so far across the board, whether it's something that's very indie pop or it's really folk, you know, so I feel like I sort of fuse all of those things together a bit.
And you don't like the label. You don't like a label or being labeled.
I don't don't mind a label. I feel like people kind of need it to put their brain in one place about what I am or what they should expect. So it's okay.
Would you say folk is then the accurate label you'd choose, or is there something else you'd like to be known for?
I guess I usually say folk pop.
Folk pop.
Yes.
All right, there you go. All right, well, you know, Brooke Annabelle's here, and she's got her guitar, so we're going to put you to work, if you wouldn't mind singing a song for us.
Sure, yeah. This first song I'm going to do is called Find My Way.
Annabelle, live here on Border Crossings. The album's called The Simple Fear. Now, you started singing, I guess, around 14, put out the first album a few years later. What were you listening to at the time? What inspired you?
High school?
Yeah, as a 14-year-old who started singing, what kind of music were you playing at home?
I guess right around then, once I picked up a guitar, I started noticing really good guitar players. And so right around that time was when John Mayer started coming out, and I was a big fan of his. I was a big fan of, other female singer-songwriters like Michelle Branch. But also that was right around the time that Norah Jones started coming out. And as a 16 or 17-year-old, people would say, "Oh, you sound like Norah Jones." And I would feel very complimented by that. But yeah, I from a very young age, I started listening to the Beatles. My aunt and uncle introduced me to them. It was something where I was like, oh, I'm a really big fan of the Monkees, and I'm really loyal to the Monkees. And they said, you know, if you like the Monkees, you might like the Beatles. And so they started playing me the Beatles really young. And it might sound like a cliche inspiration, but I mean, there's so much to love about the Beatles that it's just never ending, mm-hmm. sort of through my life. But yeah, that's like who I was listening to around
then.
What a
diverse background. I mean, to go from the Monkees to John Mayer to Norah Jones, it's kind of all over the place. But that you found your lane that you're most comfortable in now.
Yeah, I guess so.
And you've defined your sound. Now, in 2012, you got an award from the Independent Music Association.
Yeah, that was for the album that I released in 2011, and I just sort of submitted it on a whim, and it got, it didn't win the actual prize, but it was voted on by the public as the popular vote, which mm-hmm. is pretty exciting, I guess, because that means that lots of people liked it. So, yeah, that was a really great honor.
And so as an independent artist, you have much more control over your music, I would
Definitely.
Assume. That's, you know, on the benefit column.
Yeah.
If a major came along, is that something you have a dream and aspiration for, or are you happy doing what you're doing?
It's not something I would, like, turn away from, for sure. But it's I've always had sort of a interest in the business side of music. I actually studied music business in college, and so I still run a lot of aspects of my career, but mm-hmm. I sort of will hire on different people to be part of the team, and that's really great when I get to work with other people that are just as excited about the music. Mm-hmm. But yeah, there's nothing that's sort of off the table as far as like the next opportunity goes. Mm-hmm. But, you know, for right now, being independent is really exciting and fun for me.
And you got your degree at Belmont and studied, you know, your, as you said, music business.
Yeah.
So you made the decision to go on the stage in front of the cameras rather than be the business person behind the scenes.
Yeah, and I sort of always had that intention of just wanting to know how to be a better independent artist, or just to know how things worked. Mm-hmm. I wasn't really interested in going for music. It just kind of intimidated me just to study all the theory sides of everything. For whatever reason, that intimidated mm-hmm. me. But music business sounded like something like I could really get involved in a lot of different aspects and an intern at different companies. And I was really pleased with my experience there and my decision to do that. So
did you intern and work at some record company?
Yeah, I interned at most of the industry in Nashville. The scene is very different. There's a lot going on in Nashville other than, but the industry is very like country and contemporary Christian centric. So I interned at a Christian label. I interned at a sort of a Songwriters Association International down there, and also at a management company that managed at the time, they managed like Nickel Creek and the Black Keys. So mm-hmm. that was really fun experiences for me.
What would you say would be the biggest surprise from what you had thought, but you found not to be what you thought?
About
this whole business, the way the business works.
I don't know. I guess I was probably pretty naive about it in the beginning to some extent, but I think probably when I was in high school, I used to think that venues would just want to book me if they liked my music, but really it's just about how many people you can bring out. So I used to think, oh, I just have to be really good and they'll want to book me, but I really you have to work towards getting a draw, and that's all your responsibility, you know? So I think that was probably one of the most naive thoughts that I had about booking, at least.
And speaking of the draw and butts in seats, how has the tour been going for you?
This has been a really good run. I've been on and off the road in October, and I have to say that this has probably been my favorite trip. I've actually played a lot of house concerts, which mm-hmm. is a really interesting thing that a lot of singer-songwriters have been doing. And then a couple of different club shows mixed in between, and it kind of gives this good balance of the venue experience, but also then you're walking into people's homes and really connecting with them. Mm-hmm. And that's been really great. So,
and you did a UNICEF show.
That is a thing that I did as part of my project in high school. I chose to do a benefit concert, and so it benefited UNICEF.
But are you still associated with UNICEF?
No, it was just sort of a, you know, I should pick an organization that I thought would be good to support, and that was what I chose in high school. So,
well, that's great. We're talking to Brooke Annabelle, who's here in our studios for The Simple Fear, which is the second full-length studio album, the official second studio album. And so we're going to ask if you do another song for us.
Sure. This next song is called Decide.
Tell me, how should we feel? How should we forget? When all the promises are covered in regret. Tell me, how do we deal? How do we prepare? But now that we turn around and it's no longer there. There's so many
It's called Decide. It's Brooke Annabelle here live on Border Crossing. So tell me, I mean, where'd you just, you know, what the story behind that song? Where'd you get the inspiration to write that? How'd it come to you?
Sure, yeah. Well, I had a relationship end, if that didn't sound obvious enough in that song. And also, I was just writing a lot at that time, and that chorus kind of just spilled out of me, and I thought, usually the chorus is the hardest part to write about a song, and that was the first thing to come for this song. And I felt really, really good about I thought it was a really strong chorus, and so I just kind of followed it. But yeah, it was a tough time, but also a really inspirational time as well. Those changes really stir up the creative spirit.
Well, Taylor Swift is, you know, obviously someone who's gotten a lot of attention for writing music about ex-boyfriends.
Yeah.
So, I mean, are you in the same situation on a relationship-driven, you know, a situation will inspire a song? And that's where it comes out of, because of an actual personal heartbreak or difficult situation.
Yeah, I think all of my songs are really pretty personal. Sometimes I'm not even sure at the time what I'm writing them about. And then they come to, you know, I realize a couple months later, I was writing it about this. But also, it's not always just romantic relationships. It's, you know, family relationships or just observations of the feelings that I'm processing about life and expectations and realities and just new things that I need to process. It's always kind of been my therapeutic process.
Do any of the ex-boyfriends call and say, Brooke, is that about me?
No.
Not yet anyway.
Yeah.
All right. Why did you call it The Simple Fear?
That's sort of, you know, what I was a little bit just talking about is that so there's within the first track on the new album, there's the line, The Simple Fear. And I realized as I was, you know, processing all these different changes and feelings about life in general that, you know, we all have certain fears in common. And so while fear is never simple, it's sort of comforting to know that we all sort of face these different expectations and whether that's about our careers or our relationships or our families or just sort of the path that we're on, and that it becomes simple because we're kind of all facing these fears, whether it's different times in our life or, but yeah, so I called it The Simple Fear because I'd never really heard someone describe fear as simple, but it kind of is when you think of it that way.
And you had mentioned that it wasn't always music. What were you thinking of doing before this idea came into your head?
Before the idea of...
of actually becoming a performer, recording music, releasing albums. You said it wasn't always going to be this. But...
Well, I actually don't know. There wasn't anything else besides music since I was 14 or 15. I mean, when I sort of confronted going to college, I thought about just being a business major and just doing something like that. But it's always actually kind of been... going for
part of the plan.
And
your name, your last name, you were telling me before we started, you're Italian, you have Italian blood in you.
At this point, you know, I'm a quarter Italian, a quarter Russian, a quarter German, a quarter English, but my dad's, you know, name is Italian, and should have been a Nibale, I suppose. I learned that when I went to Disney World and I went to Epcot and we ate in the Italian restaurant, and they pronounced our name Anibale, and I thought, what? And my dad said, yeah, that's how it would be said.
In the old country.
Yeah, it was a pretty interesting way to learn about my family heritage, I guess.
Are you touring internationally, or is this tour just in the U.S.?
Just in the U.S. right now. Yeah, hopefully one day. I've been to Europe several times, but no extensive tours yet.
And if people want to buy your CD, I assume on your website, along with Amazon and iTunes, but what would be your website?
My website is just brookeannabelle.com, and it's on iTunes, Amazon, Spotify, all of those things. But physical copies are available through my website.
And Annabelle spelled Annibale.
Yes.
So don't forget that as you're typing it in on your computer to pick up the new album. Would you do one more song for us?
Sure, of course. This last song is the one that broke the writing drought for me. It's called Remind Me.
Just stop. Wait a minute. Let me talk. just remind me. Only takes a second to say I'm sorry. Sorry, just remind me. Only takes a second to say I'm sorry. Sorry.
Annabelle, beautiful song.
Thank you.
So what is it about, what happened that caused you to write that song that got you out of your drought?
That was the one that I sort of sat down to write and just sort of went by melody and just found the lyrics, and then months later realized that I had written it about a situation, but it wasn't specifically, it was almost like a subconscious mm-hmm. writing at the time. So I guess it's about an argument and just sort of taking the time to realize it doesn't take very much to apologize whichever side you're on. So, yeah.
We have a nice sound. Very nice
thank
sound.
Thank you so much.
Easy to listen to. And, you know, I know the words are heartfelt. So thank you very much for coming on the show.
Thank you for having
and
me.
And for performing for us. Brooke Annabelle. And The Simple Fear is the name of the new album. My name is Larry London. And this is Border Crossings.
Larry London on VOA1's Border Crossings. Crossings with Larry London on VOA 1.
Baby, now we got bad blood. You know it used to be mad love. So take a look what you've done. Cause baby, now we got bad blood. Hey, now we got problems. And I don't think we can solve them. You made a really deep cut. And baby, now we got bad blood. Hey,
did you have to do this? I was thinking that you could be trusted. Did you have to ruin what was shiny?
Swift for all the Swifties around the world, and a little bad blood from the 1989 album that has sold over 5 million copies. That's a request from Monica in Kuwait, who is listening to Border Crossings. And also we heard Billie Jean from Michael Jackson by request from Yao Bowari, and that was a Twitter request. And Yao Bowari tweeted to BCVOA, hashtag BCVOA, to make that request. So thank you so much for listening to the show. We've got about 10 minutes to go here on Border Crossings, and I want to say hello to Clement in Nigeria. Joseph is in Nigeria. Lord OG Custodio is in Kuwait. Hiwat is tuned in Ethiopia. Lydia, Dereje, Bahiru, Getachew, all tuned in to Border Crossings today. We'll be giving away the Now 56 CD in just moments. Our first edition of the Now 56 CD giveaway, courtesy of our friends at EMI Music. And you can go to nowthatsmusic.com if you want to check out all of the details about the new Now 56 CD that goes on sale today around the world. So stand by for that giveaway. And we've got a request now. This is for Elsa Trappy Queen. And it is a song that features a duo of Stevie Wonder and Keith Urban and Jason Derulo on Border Crossings, and the song is called Broke.
I'm on money, I'm on more money, more problem day. Oh, yeah.
If I was flipping burgers on the night shift, would you choose me? Would you let me take you home if I drove a whole day? Cause every time I see you, I be screaming hallelujah. But you're all about the Benjamins, I see right through ya.
Oh. I'm still gonna get stoned,
so you could go ahead and break your bones.
Cause all I've ever been told,
more money, more problems, so I'd rather be broke.
Trying to make the shit last, that I didn't notice you was chasing my cash. Cause every time I see you, I be screaming hallelujah. But you're all about the Benjamins, I see right through ya.
Oh.
I'm still gonna get stoned,
so you could go ahead and break your bones.
Cause all I've ever been told,
more money, more problems, so I'd rather be broke.
What you gonna do when the good Lord aids ya? Cause all I've ever been told,
more money, more problems, so I'd rather be
Stevie Playful.
Money, more problems, so I'd rather say,
I'm out money.
More problems, so I'd rather be broke. Gotta get this damn TV fixed.
You already know what it is. Silento, Silento, Silento. Go on and do it for me.
Now watch me whip.
Kill it.
Now watch me nay-nay.
Okay.
Now watch me whip, whip. Watch me nay-nay.
Why me do
now
it?
Now watch me whip.
Kill it.
Watch me nay-nay.
Okay.
Now watch me whip, whip. Watch me nay-nay.
Can you do it?
Break your legs,
break the
tell them break your legs,
break them,
break your legs,
break the
knot and break your legs,
break them,
break your legs,
break the knot
and break your legs,
break them,
break your legs,
break the knot.
Now I me bop,
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 bop, bop,
bop,
bop,
bop,
bop,
bop, bop,
bop,
bop,
bop,
bop,
bop,
bop, bop,
bop.
Now
watch me whip,
hey,
now watch me nene.
Okay.
Now watch me whip, whip. Watch me nay nay.
Why me do
now
it?
Now watch me whip,
kill it.
Watch me nay nay.
Okay.
Now watch me whip, whip. Watch me nay nay.
Can you do
now
it?
Now
watch
me, ooh, watch me, watch me, ooh, watch me, watch me, ooh, watch me, watch me, ooh.
Okay.
Duff,
duff,
duff, duff,
duff,
duff, duff,
duff.
Border Crossings, the song came out in January, and it's Silento. And since that time, 70 million views on YouTube for that video. Watch me whip, watch me nay nay. 70 million watching Silento do both. And Silento's back in school in Atlanta, Georgia, and he's being a senior. And he said the girls are loving him. What's wrong with that? Have a hit song, you become the most popular senior in high school. And that's a birthday request from Gigi in Ethiopia. Happy birthday, Gigi, from Border Crossings. Fel Bell checked in and said, say hi to Bishop Azoro for me, Edward David Wilson, Ogwo Ojim, who's in Nigeria listening. Saidu Muhammad Ali said, happy Friday. Awalu is with us, and Bright Owusu. So thank you, everybody, for tuning in to Border Crossings. Time now for our CD giveaway, the very first of a month's worth of winners on Border Crossings for the new Now 56 CD. Today's lucky listener of the day is Edward David Wilson in Ghana. Hey, hey, hey. Congratulations, Edward David Wilson. You are the winner. You get the Now 56 CD as we play one more song today, The Beatles.
Close your eyes and I'll kiss you. Tomorrow I'll miss you. Remember, I'll always be true. I'll pretend that I'm kissing the lips I am missing and hope that my dreams will come true. And then while I'm away, I'll write home every day and I'll send all my loving to you. All my loving I will send to you. Close your eyes and I'll kiss you. Tomorrow I'll miss you. Remember, I'll always be true. And then while I'm away, I'll write home every day and I'll send all my loving to you. All my loving I will send to you.
Crossings, Beatles, and all my lovin' I will send to you. And I want to thank Shim for listening. Shim Hibat, checking in on our Facebook page, facebook.com/VOA Larry London. You can go to Facebook all weekend long and send your messages and requests and contest entries to us. Fikramariam Dereje. And let's see, who else do we see on facebook.com/VOA Larry London? Amal Judah, Tekliab Abera, Charles Mulba are all with us on Facebook. Facebook.com/VOA Larry London. Thank you so much for listening to the show. And that's about it. We're done for today. Hey, thanks to Brooke Annabelle for coming in and joining us on Border Crossings and bringing us some music from her Simple Fear, The Simple Fear new CD. We appreciate you coming in and performing. She sounded great. And I thank you for listening. Thanks to Wagner, our engineer, to Felicia and Vince, our producer-director. I'm Larry London. Have a great evening and a great weekend. Enjoy your weekend break. We'll get together again on Monday with another Now 56 CD giveaway and more requests coming your way. This is Border Crossings on the VOA 1 Music Network.
Join Larry on Facebook at facebook.com/VOA Larry London.